Welcome to Glamorous Trash. This is a celebrity memoir podcast where we dig into all of the glamour and all of the trash. And today we are taking a tangent, digging into the business of memoir, writing a memoir, selling a memoir. This is a series I'm going to call Behind the Bangs, where I will talk about the technical process of writing and all my experience from other things I've written for. I'm also doing a Behind the Bangs workshop in every city this June when we go on a book tour. So check out the link in the show notes. This is sort of our third Behind the Bangs episode. I did an emotional episode talking about what it felt like to write the memoir this fall. Last month, I spoke to my book editor, Grace, on the Patreon about what it was like to edit a memoir and work with an editor. And this episode, I'm going to talk about how to pitch a memoir and get really specific about it. This isn't advice from a place of like, I'm an expert in this. This is just me sharing my personal experience of how I did it, what it was like for me. I have been helped so much by other women sharing information about the business of it all. And I just want to make sure that I'm giving back to the pool of information sharing because it has helped me so much every time I find like a podcast or a newsletter that will share this kind of behind the scenes information. I've also been asked a lot by my TV writing friends to share my actual memoir pitch pages because having an example of how someone did it is so helpful. And it made me realize that this information isn't readily out there because I also had a very hard time knowing how to do this. So for this episode, I have a friend and previous guest of the podcast of an episode that everyone flipped for my guest after hearing, and he and I are going to go through this process of what it's like to put together a book proposal because he is also in the process of writing a memoir. So this is going to be as if we met for coffee and we were just going to like talk about everything we know. And finally, in the second half of the episode, I'm going to bring up that article called Everyone is a Sellout that went viral. I think it's going to be a big part of our conversation because this is the episode on pitching and selling. And I will link all those episodes and that article in the show notes. But right now, let's dive in. My guest today, you know him from the Betty Gilpin episode, which was, it's just one of my favorites. He is an Emmy award-winning TV producer. He's a memoir-obsessed pop culture aficionado. No joke, we became friends when he sent me a picture of his bookshelf. And I was like, oh, that is someone whose heart is my heart. He is a writer and producer at the number one rated WTTG in DC across three lifestyle shows, Good Day DC, Lion Lunch Hour, and DMV Zone. Please welcome Kyle Ridley.
Chelsea, great to see you.
I'm so happy to be talking to you again. This has been such a lovely friendship throughout the years. You truly were there from like the very start of this podcast being like, hello, I love to talk about memoirs.
Yeah, I started following you as soon as you mentioned you were making a podcast when you did Bitch Sesh years and years ago.
Yeah, you were there in the like the pre-podcast era. So I want to talk about everything.
Well, I think so many people want to write a book and they have it in their mind for years and years, like as an ultimate goal, like, oh, someday I want to write a book. And I'm on the verge of turning 40 this year. And I really started getting serious about it last year. And I'm not far, far along, but I still have, you know, 6 or 7 months to, I want to have most of it done by the time I'm 40. But when someone actually sits down.
Oh, I love that goal.
Yeah. If they sit down and say like, okay, this is it. I'm going to write. What was your process? Did you just start writing like a couple chapters randomly or did you make an outline first? And then my follow-up question is, what does an outline look like?
Yes. Okay. Perfect question. So I did not just sit down and start writing. I made an outline first, but I did know, kind of like you said, if you're the type of person who's like, I have a book in me, often it's just like sitting in your heart for years and years. And I knew the structure I would always do if I ever got a chance to write a book. And I knew that each chapter would be titled after a different woman's name in my life, some good, some bad, because they just have naturally been such huge parts of my life. And obviously, I love centering women's stories. And so I had that already. And I also had the stories I knew I had to tell and like a lot of the themes and things I would want to talk about. And so I put all of that into the outline. And because I already had a TV writing agent from like the past 10 years of working in that side of it, it was actually a long